Today's Christian Country, Lee hanging out here with you again on this Friday morning. And as I promised earlier this morning, oh, by the way, that was Lady A and What a Song Can Do. And as I promised earlier this morning, we got a special guest this morning as we sit around and have a little cup of coffee together. Want to welcome from Share Healthcare. You might have been hearing some of their announcements on the radio here. Share Healthcare, Mike Sharman. And Mike, just want to say thank you for hanging out with us today.
Well, thank you, Lee. And enjoy being with you and your listeners.
I have to admit, the idea of a shared healthcare program, it's not a new thing, but it's what a creative idea on a way to help people lower insurance rates. And tell me a little bit about kind of how shared healthcare works, if you got a few minutes on that.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting to say it's a great creative idea. Well, the creator thought of it. He put it in the Bible a whole lot of places.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
And all we've done is, apply that biblical principle of caring for one another. I think there's, 26 one another verses in Scripture? So this is just a modern way of doing it in a very simple way for the user, but a very highly technical digital way in bringing it about, the fruition part of it. That's a unique thing with Share Healthcare from the other healthcare sharing ministries. And there's quite a few healthcare sharing ministries, and a lot of them are really good. I wouldn't want to encourage anybody to pull away from the good ones. But if they're looking at what to do about healthcare sharing ministry, looking what to do about their healthcare generally, come take a look at us.
Now, you're a 501c3, is that correct?
That's right. Share Healthcare is a 501c3, which means it's a nonprofit. You have to jump through a fair amount of hoops to get the IRS to let you be a nonprofit. And we're a nonprofit ministry. A nonprofit can be educational or scientific or religious. So we're a ministry. And the type of ministry we are is a healthcare sharing ministry. And I specify that because that's a specific term of art, let's say, or legal term, that in the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, when they had the individual mandate put in, everybody was exempt from the individual mandate and exempt from the strictures, the constrictions of what the Affordable Care Act said you had to do or had to pay money for if you were a member of a healthcare sharing ministry. Mm-hmm. 32 states have specific laws exempting healthcare sharing ministries from insurance regulation because, we aren't insurance. We're not non-typical insurance. We're not non-traditional insurance. We're just not insurance. But because we are a vehicle for people to share their medical expenses, a lot of times the regulators say, everybody's paying for their healthcare this way, so you must be insurance. So it's been very helpful having exemption both from the Affordable Care Act and from, as I mentioned, the majority of the states have specific laws exempting us from regulation.
Now, other than the fact that it's basically a biblical principle, about how long would you say the share medical industry has been around?
Right. Well, the first ones that formalized it, let's say, was the Amish Mennonite community right after World War II.
Really?
The Anabaptist movement, Amish Mennonite, had it forever. But right after World War II, they had so many men coming back either from the war where they served as medics in conscientious objector standpoint, or coming back from prison where they were because they were conscientious objectors. So they saw that the community, so to speak, the larger community of all these different groups, because there's a lot of denominations within the Amish Mennonite group.
Right.
They wanted a way of gathering funds from a larger group to help out everybody. And so it began that way with that. And then in the early 1980s, a pastor who was also in charge of a ministry in a large Amish community, he had he wasn't Amish or Anabaptist, mm-hmm. but he had a major medical problem within his family. And he just sent the letter out to his ministry group. And all of a sudden he got $45,000 sent into him in cash, checks, et cetera. Went to the hospital, paid the bills in full for everybody, and was able to then minister. The hospital's like, well, where'd you get all these different checks? And he told them, the body of Christ at large sent it to me. And he realized he was onto something.
Mm-hmm.
So that began the interdenominational national movement. And at the time of Affordable Care Act, there were maybe 100,000 to 200,000 people throughout the United States that were sharing with healthcare sharing ministries. You know, probably some of the major names that you might have heard, Samaritan Ministries, of course, you know, MediShare,
right,
Christian Healthcare. So those were pretty much the ones that were established. There was, like I said, every single Mennonite church, 2,500 Mennonite and Amish Baptist churches also had it. So the Affordable Care Act said, if you want to be exempt, you have to say, pretty please, mother, may I, to the Center for Medical Services with HHS. And so we helped quite a few, my law firm, I'm a lawyer, we mm-hmm. helped quite a few of them get established, little church, bigger ones. So there's 108 recognized healthcare sharing ministries that comply with the definition of the Affordable Care Act and those state statutes that I mentioned.
Okay, so where is Share Healthcare based? This particular ministry is based?
Well, we are national and actually international. I'd say we have three bases, really. We're organized here in Virginia, where I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a lot of our vendors and marketing folks and their healthcare repricing folks are up in Ohio. And then we have what is our member advocate office is in Florida, in Fort Pierce, Florida. The member advocates, I think it's unique to healthcare sharing generally. We have a group of people whose only job is to help our members. Now, of course, all the staff in these nonprofit ministries are helping members. But if somebody has a problem within the system, they have a member advocate that's appointed just to them for the entire time of the membership. So you don't call up in the morning and have a problem. You talk to Susie, talk to somebody in the afternoon, it's Sam.
Mm-hmm.
You have one person that follows you throughout. So if you have a problem coordinating with your healthcare provider, you can chat with your member advocate. If you have a problem within our system itself, you talk to your member advocate. If you have a surgery coming up and you're just kind of fearful about it, you call your member advocate, and each one of these people are prayer warriors. That's one of the main criteria we have in hiring them, is what has been their history, so to speak, what has been their experience in prayer. And so you can call them up. You can call them up to rejoice in prayer. Maybe somebody, their medical need has been a pregnancy. And each stage of the pregnancy, they find out good news and they can call up and have this person praying with them. And these member advocates will not just hang up the phone and forget. They'll follow up with the people. I mean, they even send out birthday cards. Those folks are down there in Florida.
Okay. Now, you touched on something as you were speaking there that I think a lot of people wonder about. You said international. So what if I'm traveling abroad and I have a medical need?
Or even more importantly, what if this year you're a hardware store owner and you and your wife retire next year and you want to be missionaries to Lebanon?
Mm-hmm.
You know, insurance in America doesn't cover you overseas other than for expatriation. That is, if you have a medical problem there, they'll fly you back here, but they won't let you stay in place and get health care there. If you're on Medicare or Medicaid, it doesn't extend outside the borders of the U.S.
Right.
So, another aspect of our international, you know, let me give you kind of the three freedoms that we try to, that we do promote: medical freedom, financial freedom, and religious freedom.
Uh-huh.
So in the medical freedom part, within the United States, you choose where you want to go for a doctor. And your doctor gets to choose what sort of health care they're going to provide for you.
Mm-hmm.
Then outside, that means also that if you find that, let's say a child of yours has a rare childhood cancer, and really nobody in the U.S. is doing it, or the FDA has not yet approved that procedure, but somebody in Israel or Germany has, you call us up, and in all likelihood, we're going to pay for your hotels and your airfare there, because frankly, medical care is cheaper overseas than it is here.
Right.
Medical freedom, financial freedom, religious freedom, that's what we're about.
Wow, that is huge, Mike. I mean, I never even, you know, as we've been working with Share Healthcare for probably, I guess, almost a year now, and at least 9 months, and that was one of the things that never dawned on me until we were having this conversation, because I mean, there are, of course, travel has been somewhat restricted, but still there are people in our listening audience that go to Israel on a regular basis, missions trips and things of that nature, and that's a concern for people. How am I gonna, if I have a medical problem, how am I gonna get covered with a Share program like this? It's kind of a moot point, isn't it?
It is, as long as you send your bills to us in English.
Right. So make sure you stipulate that.
That's right. Now, let's think about back at the beginning of the COVID era, when all airports in the world were locked down.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever you'd been on vacation, you're now there for a long time.
Right.
And particularly if you're in Australia or New Zealand. So what were you going to do about healthcare? Because you're not part of their National Health Service. So this takes care of those crises issues, you know. Let's say it's an elastic type of program. Wherever you go, it's going to go with you. Then let's think about right now, what's going on in Europe, in Ukraine. You know, there are many Americans that were and are in Ukraine that then might have gone over to Poland. Well, they can still have their healthcare taken care of.
That's an amazing concept that I think a lot of people don't really think about until they actually need it. And so I'm glad you cleared that up for us. Now, this kind of, I guess, kind of dovetails into the conversation we were just having, because when you're a member of a Share healthcare like this one, and you're still talking about being inside a network and that kind of stuff, this kind of circumvents all that, doesn't it?
The world's your network.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's as simple as some of the folks that work with us say it's healthcare in your pocket, because you can have your membership card on your phone. You then can have just put your phone right over your medical bill. It'll take a picture of it. And then our systems, well, you send that, you uplink that to Share Healthcare, and that immediately does all this thing, drops it in the right pockets, and then has our, the people that do our bill reductions,
mm-hmm.
they'll call up then the healthcare provider and say, okay, so if we can pay your bill, your $100,000 bill in 24 to 48 hours, how much of a discount will you give us? And so right now, the real discounts we're getting are, in fact, all the time we've been, the discounts we're getting is 61 to 69% of a discount, which means that $100,000 bill gets down to $31,000. I mean, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not, we're not like Medicare telling a doctor, this is all you get. They do it by agreement. We're not like an insurance company that, you know, does major hassle factor with a doctor and strings them out for a long time before they get paid. So we're getting referrals from healthcare providers to tell people, look, you want to get into Share Healthcare. Why do they say that? Because the longest it's taken us from the time we receive a bill to the time the healthcare provider gets a check in their hand is 17 days.
Wow. Now, you kind of touched on this, I think, just a tad bit. You mentioned the app. You hold your phone over the bill and just take a picture of it and send it. Now, is that part of the banking software that you guys have developed?
Right. It's all integrated. You mentioned our banking software. That one of the things about healthcare sharing is it really should be member to member. That is, you as a member should send your money directly to another member. Not all healthcare sharing does that, but if somebody's holding your money, you want them regulated. But we don't want to be regulated as a healthcare sharing ministry. One is, it's less expensive not to be, and two, we don't have to do things that are repugnant to us biblically.
Right.
So for years, folks looked for a bank that would help them, what they could do, how they would do it. And eventually, Lime Bank of Bolivar, Missouri, was identified. Its name used to be Farmer State Bank, but then when it went digitally online, it got a new, more modern, more, you know, young-sounding Lime Bank name.
Right.
So there's a proprietary algorithm that we have that when you become a member of Share Healthcare, you get a bank account at Lime Bank, and so does every other member. And then I mentioned, you know, our medical bill reducers call up the healthcare provider and say, if we can pay you within 24, 48 hours, that's because with that algorithm, all they have to do is just type in the amount, which member needs the money, press it, and it divides or it takes off fractionally the amount that's off of everybody else's accounts to go into within the bank. It doesn't come out of the bank into anybody else's hands. It stays within the bank and goes to that member in need's account. It goes out from their account in a check in their own name to the healthcare provider.
Wow.
Right. And that, of course, it can be an electronic check to the healthcare provider, so you don't have to worry about the 22 days that it takes the mail to get there.
Right. That's amazing. So when you start thinking about, because I think a lot of people wonder about, well, how does that share even work? I mean, how do I know somebody on the other end of my share is going to take care of their responsibility? This kind of absolves all of that, doesn't it?
That's correct. Now, there's the way let's say you're a member of Share Healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
You would, at the time that you join, you would say, well, my primary way I want to fund my bank account is with my home checking account. And there would be an electronic transfer each month from that. Or you can say it'd be your credit card. And we ask for two different ones so that if one doesn't work first, we can go to the next.
Mm-hmm.
If that neither of them work, you know, we call you up, give you a month or so to work things out. And that very rarely happens, but it doesn't affect the people in need.
Mm-hmm.
That money has gone into your bank account and it stays there. Now, we have not, even though our share amounts are relatively low, we still haven't needed the whole amount that people send in the whole time. And it stays in their individual Lime Bank bank accounts.
Right.
So that when we have, say, three people with massive cancer problems all at the same time, okay, well, we haven't needed to be an insurance company with reserves because everybody has the reserve in their own bank account.
Right.
And hitting on inflation, we haven't needed to raise our rates.
Well, now that brings up another good point. You're talking about rates and memberships. And so those two things, what does it take to become a member? I mean, do you have to be like a credit union where you have to be a member of a certain organization in order or, And what's the cost? How do you become a member and what's it typically cost?
Right. Well, you do need to become a member of an organization, and that organization is the body of Christ.
Okay.
So if you're a Christian, that qualifies you. And the what it takes is just, you know, calling our office, hitting sharehealthcare.com. There, the membership amounts each month are pretty low. It's 149, starts at 149 for a single, 249 for a couple, or 349 for a family of four, and then $50 each for each additional member after that in a family of four. So it is very affordable. And it's we're a community of like-minded believers. So people think of each other. You know, if they have a medical need that they can take care of, that's a load their family can take care of, they tend to. It's not like, well, I paid for this insurance, I better get everything out of it.
Mm-hmm.
People don't. So they, let's say they self-police or self-budget. And I think that's one of the big reasons why we remain affordable.
Right. Well, you know, as a Christian ministry ourselves and a 501c3 as well, it's important to us that we partner with like-minded sponsors and corporations and ministries that share our values. And it's also important to us that we make those services available to our listeners. We're a growing ministry. We've got technically three radio stations now, about to be five radio stations. And we want to make sure that across the board that when we have someone on the air here, they represent our values. And that's one of the reasons why it appealed to me to partner with Share Healthcare. How can people, you mentioned it just a minute ago, but are there more than one ways to get a hold of you guys? I mean, if somebody's going, I really need to find out more about this, how do they do that?
So the easiest is remember our name, Share Healthcare. So our website, sharehealthcare.com. or they can call 1-844-SHARE-HC. Again, the easiest is sharehealthcare.com. But Lee, do I have a moment? Now, you had asked about how do they know their money's going to the right place, and I didn't really touch on transparency.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
So since they have their own bank account, they get their bank account information. And since it's an online bank also, you know, it's got a bunch of branches, but it also has online. So they can go to their Lime Bank bank account, click on it, and look up how much my money's in there, where is it gone? But then they can go to sharehealthcare.com, click the member portal, put in, and it would automatically bring their membership up, and they can look on that and see where it's gone. And, you know, one of the places it goes to, every one of the memberships sends out $10 a month to the Soweto Academy, which is the only school in the largest slum in Africa. And it's just outside of Nairobi, Kenya. Mm-hmm. And so we're not only helping here with our own medical bills here in the United States, where even the poor are richer than most of the people in the average of the world.
Right.
But there's, before COVID, there were 500 kids at that academy. After COVID, there's 1,000, and they're orphaned and abandoned kids. And it's a Christian school in a Muslim nation.
Wow.
Anyway, they'll see each one of the things in their member portal of where their money went administratively, where it went in charity, and where it went to other members.
Well, Mike, thanks for spending some time with us this morning explaining that, because I know our listeners have been hearing your announcements on the radio, and I'm sure there's been some unanswered questions. And so you've really clarified things a lot for me this morning and our listeners, and I really appreciate it. Now, once again, don't make the mistake I did when Mike and I first started talking. My brain always wants to put a D on the end of share and called it shared, but it's not. It's share, S-H-A-R-E, healthcare. So don't make the same mistake I did and put a D on the end of it, right?
All right, I appreciate it. So sharehealthcare.com.
All right. Thank you, Mike, for being with us this morning. I really appreciate it.
And well, thanks for bringing the time, Lee.
You bet. Now, once again, if you want to check them out, you can either hear their announcement here on the radio or go to their website, sharehealthcare.com. Got some more music on the way here in just a minute on Today's Christian Country.